This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, Ramones start out the show on a Thursday here. This is a big night of sports, crowd dare. You know what tonight is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, USA, Canada.
All right. Just making sure that you knew what tonight was. It is indeed.
I can't wait.
USA. This is a good one. This is legit must-watch television tonight. Like, yes. If you're a sports fan, and you always said, put a championship around anything, I'll watch it. But now you drape the flag around it, and mm-hmm. a whole bunch of Panthers are playing, some for the Canadian team. But it's like this is must-watch television tonight if you're a sports fan. And really, if you're like just a moderate sports fan, you know, like people when the Olympics come around, World Cup comes around, and it's like, yeah, you don't want to miss it. This one is shaping up to be a really, really great game. Maybe the most important night for the NHL in a number of years.
It's funny. We always talk about like companies going out of business, or, you know, oh, this new spinoff is going to work. Oh, the Post Malone Oreo, they've rebranded. It's hard to have something new in 2025. This Four Nations Championship is something created that's new and it's actually good as hell, and I have to eat it. I'm getting this one. I don't watch three periods of hockey a lot. Even I go to Panthers games and I'll leave early to beat traffic. I am locked in on these games, and it's amazing athletic ability and great competition. I can't wait.
Me neither. This is one of those popcorn, icy cold, yes. Coke Zero. Settle down in front of the TV. Oh. Have yourself the time of your life.
Not many Thursday nights I plan my dinner on Tuesday.
Isn't that funny? I said to Lori today, I'm like, hey, by the way, you know, I'm watching USA Canada tonight. She's like, yeah, so am I.
Mm-hmm. Huck, it's one of those, hey, so daddy ain't cooking tonight. What would y'all want? I'm Uber Eatsing. What y'all want? Wings? You want pizza? Yeah, no, well, I'm getting this delivered tonight. I don't do that Thursday nights. I have three children. Like, we try to just get to bed. Can we stay up and finish? Yeah, you can stay up and watch this one. To that point, the Super Bowl is the only athletic event this year or last year that my kids are allowed to stay up past bedtime to watch. If they want to watch USA Canada tonight, they are allowed to beat bedtime.
Yeah, this one's a must watch. So tonight, Four Nations face-off final. It's 8 p.m., it's on ESPN and ESPN Plus. And see, for the USA, you have Connor Hellebuck, the goalie. Mm. I'm looking, Jeremy Swayman's one of the other goalies there, but I'm looking at the defenseman here. Forwards, got Matthew Tkachuk, obviously. Vinny Trocheck for the Rangers. We have a soft spot for him here. Brady Tkachuk, of course. By the way, Doug Plagans is going to join us today to talk Four Nations and the upcoming second half of the Panther season. And then you get to looking at the Canadian roster. You know who the third goalie is on the Canadian roster? Sam Montembeau. You remember him?
He was a Panther.
He was. He was a Panther.
That's five years ago, six years ago. Yeah.
Let's see who else is on. Sam Bennett, of course, one of the forwards for Canada. Sam Reinhart for Canada. Be a fun night. Fun night. Now that's the great side of sports. Something happens, you're in. That's the great side. Sad side of sports today. Victor Wembanyama. He is out for the remainder of the season. And it's that deep vein thrombosis, which is a blood clot, and it's in his shoulder. And we know way too well down here what that can mean.
First person I thought of, Chris Bosh.
You know, in fact, I saw Ira Winderman tweet out the press release from the Spurs announcing it, and Ira just wrote, damn. Because, you know, the thing for me is, I love Victor Wembanyama's the face of the NBA, the future of the NBA. And so
decades.
I'm not saying, I mean, you know, Chris Bosh, Hall of Famer, and, you know, meant so much to us down here in Miami, but he was not the face of the NBA. And the Spurs are saying this is a one-time incident, and we all hope that it is, but we know that this could be the start of something bad for him and the league. It's just a bummer. Like, it's just a bummer. Like, my kid loves watching him play. I love watching him play. This was a guy that, like you say, you thought for the next couple of decades, you know. But these skinny, lanky guys, man, the wear and tear of air travel, like, I don't know, something happens there.
And they were talking about it there on ESPN, like, what brings it up? The overusage of joints, and they're using their arms a lot to shoot and all this stuff. And I Wendy was kind of like, yeah, I get them too, and I'm not using my arms a lot. He was like, it's something just, it's very random.
Genetic, and it happens, and yeah.
And folks get it all the time, but we don't know unless it's one of the guys that we watch every day on TV, and it's not just, you know, a mortgage broker from Portland. But it's just sad because, like you're saying, Bosh was on the back end. This guy was in the start of an alien MVP Hall of Fame career, or is in the start, because I'm not even going to try to write him off. Right. He's at the start of a Hall of Fame career because how talented he is.
Mike Cugno texts us, it's a trail mix bar kind of game tonight. So Cugno will be hitting the trail mix bar to watch USA Canada.
I'm going to tell Cugno, as his kids grow up, they're not going to like the trail mix nights like my kids like the chicken wing and pizza nights.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then you got to, you know, throw the kids a bone, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Daddy, can I watch the Super Bowl? Yeah, he wants some Wheat Thins. They're going to hate him.
You're on the road to your kids
I'm
hating.
I'm going to grandma's house. I'm going to grandma's house. Go to hell, Pops.
So today on the show, Gino Toretta is going to join us. He joins us on Thursdays. I do have some stuff I want to talk to him about, including the Cam Ward comments. And Doug Plagans is going to join us. Like I said, we'll talk a little hockey with him. But there's something else I want to do on the show today. We haven't played this in a long while, and I was thinking about it yesterday because I was on his Instagram. One of his Instagram pictures popped up. The SNL 50th anniversary show happened on Sunday night, and they had the concert. It was either the night or a couple nights before. I don't know if you watch it. Are you an SNL guy?
I watch it when like the big ones, and it starts making the rounds on social media. Then I'll go watch. Like when I saw Eddie Murphy with Will Ferrell and all on some of those skits, I went and watched.
Brilliant.
Those skits.
The Scared Straight one with Kenan Thompson and Will Ferrell and Eddie Murphy was just brilliant.
You've said in the past that you appreciate Will Ferrell on SNL.
Mount Rushmore of SNL sketch members, like he cast members. Will Ferrell is on the Mount Rushmore of SNL cast members.
So does your dislike of his movies bleed over into that episode? Because I thought about you when I saw Will Ferrell walk out in the Scared Straight.
So in Scared Straight, he was doing a little of his Will Ferrell shtick. You know what I mean? Like, it was, oh, I messed up my line. You know, like, okay, we got you. Like, you want to try to steal the scene from Eddie Murphy. No one's ever going to steal a scene from Eddie Murphy. And that's Kenan Thompson's character. Like, he developed that character years ago. But the concert, did you see the concert? It was Will Ferrell and Anna Gasteyer. And they do the music teachers. And it went viral because they did part of Drake's song. That was classic Will Ferrell. Like, classic Will Ferrell. So
you can you can still appreciate Will when when he's not overboard, I guess.
Yes, when he's not just doing Will Ferrell. Hey, I'm going to make you laugh. Like, we know you're funny. Like, just but be funny. Don't just, you know, stand there and kind of schmaltz it up to remind us. You're like, we know you're funny. But regardless. Got me thinking, because everyone's been talking about SNL and your favorite characters. See, you were too young. You didn't grow up with Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo, did you?
No. You told me about those guys on SNL.
Joe Piscopo was a white guy. He's a radio host now in New Jersey. He's an Italian guy, but he used to do Frank Sinatra, and Eddie Murphy would do Stevie Wonder. But they together... Piscopo, he was in a movie, Johnny Dangerously, years ago, if you saw that. Joe Piscopo was in that. I saw a picture Joe Piscopo posted on Twitter. Anyone who remembers Piscopo, go look on Twitter. He is a white guy. It took me 10 minutes to figure out that I was looking at a picture of Joe Piscopo because I was trying to figure out who the black guy was with Eddie Murphy. I have to see if I can.
I've seen this guy before, but it doesn't strike me as like this comedic genius. I just know
he was. It was like, and I don't think he was since. But when he was on Saturday Night Live with Eddie Murphy, it was absolute magic. And then he kind of disappeared. This is. I'm going to show you this picture. I'm showing Crowder on video. Anyone can look at Joe Piscopo's. Twitter account. You see the guy next to Eddie Murphy? There's two girls and a guy.
Yeah.
That's Joe Piscopo. It's hard because I got a little bit of a glare here. He looks like an older black gentleman.
He's got that hair.
Yeah, he's a white guy in his 70s.
He's always had that hair. He's always had that little tight fro.
Yeah, like Jews have it. Like, very kinky hair. We call it a Jew fro. But he is Italian. Like, I can't believe this picture. I can't believe the picture. Anyway, so everyone's been talking about SNL. And so I saw one of our friends of the program, Finesse Mitchell. Mm-hmm. I saw him post a picture with Dave Chappelle. Chappelle was there. Finesse Mitchell was a SNL cast member. And so I want to play for you today because we don't get an opportunity to play this very often. And it is so good. Finesse Mitchell came on the show with us once. And told us the story, not just about being on SNL, but how he got into comedy. Remember, he was a University of Miami football player.
Yep.
It was a great story.
It is. And he's funny, and he's an entertainer, so he knows how to, what do you say, you know, weave the web and all that stuff. Nah, it's awesome. I remember this one.
A great story. So I figure with the SNL stuff going on, we'll play Finesse Mitchell. That's always good. And like I said, Plagans will join us. Gino Toretta will join us as well. Now let's get headlines with Dan Day, who's in for Solana. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Canes basketball team fell to FSU 74-66. It's probably the final time Miami will face its former coach Leonard Hamilton as he is retiring at the end of the season. The U, they host Virginia Tech Saturday at 6.
All right. We talked with a very sad and despondent Joe Zagacki yesterday.
Canes women's basketball.
Did you see the picture? Are you laughing at Joe Piscopo?
I'm laughing at Joe Piscopo. And the fact that we did like an hour and a half on Leonard Hamilton a couple years back, and you got mad at me.
Yeah, because you were pretending like you didn't know maybe you didn't know who he was.
I didn't know who
he
was.
You kept going, Leonard Hamilton. Legendary college basketball coach.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it yesterday, but when Dan said his name, I thought about it.
Leonard Hamilton.
Leonard Hamilton.
Canes women's basketball team hosts top-ranked Notre Dame tonight at the Watsco Center, 7 o'clock tip.
All right, very good.
Inter-Miami got a 56th-minute goal from Messi to secure a 1-0 victory over Sporting KC in zero-degree weather in the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. MLS season opens Saturday, 90-degree weather, 7:30 at Chase Stadium. Herons are going to face NYCFC.
Yeah, they were looking cold last night. Marlins opened spring training on Saturday, and Lori and I had it because we were going to go. And Lori and I had a conversation today about, is it going to be too cold? Because it's only supposed to be about 70 is the high. And I don't know if that's too cold to sit out there and watch a baseball game Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
Freeze.
Man. Pack heavy, you know. The NFL salary cap is expected to rise from $255.4 million to between $277.5 and $281.5 million. If this is correct, as for now, the Dolphins are right at the salary cap.
Well, give it all to Jameis.
And
let's go.
Fat people. Go get fat people, Greer.
And Jameis Winston.
Fat humans.
And Jameis
Stress
Winston.
Eaters. I want some stress eaters, Hawk.
I just can imagine walking by Chris Greer's desk and there's a note on his desk that says, Fat people, Jameis Winston.
Make me happy. I'm not lying. That would make me happy.
Real quick, Amazon.
I'm nothing against Jameis. I would love to have Jameis Winston down here. I just think somebody's going to give him a real job, not a backup position.
Amazon Prime Video will begin streaming both Heat and Marlins games. That starts tomorrow. It's a subscription service that will cost you monthly.
Yeah, so you can still get it on Xfinity, and if you get FanDuel Sports Network. Someone just texted in, please tell me what network the Miami Heat plays now. I cannot find them. They're on FanDuel Sports Network, Sun. You can get the FanDuel Sports app if you want. You can get it on, you know, Xfinity. You have to subscribe to the sports channel package. You can now get FanDuel Sports Network Sun and all the FanDuel Sports Networks on Amazon Video, as Dan just said, but it is an extra subscription beyond your Prime Video subscription.
They hit me with the Hully Gully Flam Gully last night with the Lakers game.
Why? The Lakers game was on. Oh, yeah. I couldn't even watch it. What was that on?
SNSLBF before and FUBO or something. I'm like, there's no Lakers. It's the only NBA game on. That's,
I know.
Not on
TV. I was looking for it. Yeah, I was looking for it and I couldn't find it. And I'm like, what am I missing here?
It was on League Pass.
I don't have League Pass.
I don't have a FUBO button. I have the Netflix button, Prime, Amazon buttons. There's no FUBO button.
Well, you just go to the FUBO app, though. I mean, but you don't need FUBO. You have everything. The only reason FUBO has good live sports, but you have Xfinity, don't you?
AT&T.
I don't know if they have League Pass or not.
I just like the fact that it's easier to find an Inter-Miami CONCACAF Champions Cup game in a Miami.
I couldn't find that either. What was that on?
FS2.
Oh.
It was on. It's easier to find those games.
I have FS1 and 3. I skimped on 2.
What's the programming like on 3?
Hey, 849 college basketball games on last night.
I was watching some Canes FSU last night. FSU wearing like powder blue just doesn't work for me.
They have some tradition of doing that. I was talking to a Florida State fan yesterday, once a year. But, I mean, the programming on FS3 has to be just crazy. Because I walk by FanDuel sometimes, and it's like guys warming up for High Life for an hour.
I don't really think there is an FS3. I was making a joke.
No, I'm just joking. I was making a joke about FanDuel's programming.
I like FanDuel. The actual FanDuel network, they have the Kay Adams show. That, I think she does a really good job on that. Up in Adams.
I'll watch it. I'll keep an eye on it. But
the FanDuel regional sports networks, man. Slim pickings.
Like I said, I saw guys stretching for High Life the other day. Honda Weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is overcast and going to remain that way. And into the weekend, it's going to get downright cold, maybe 70 degrees up in Jupiter, Florida.
I'll bundle up if we decide to go. Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
A dingo ate my baby.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, joins us on Thursdays. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Gino, of course, the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They have a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight, they've got two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. We had our fantastic pre-day before the game, big game grill-off at the Pinecrest location, and hopefully we can put one together at the Davie location because that was really a lot of fun. We've talked a lot about that. I want to start with college football, though, Gino, because our guy Cam Ward won the Davie O'Brien Award. And you were there, and it's the most prestigious award for college football quarterbacks. Should he be the first quarterback picked in the NFL draft in April?
I would think. I like him. I think, obviously, the talk is between him and Shadur. I think the kid out of Syracuse, unfortunately, Kane Finn, we saw firsthand what he could do in the end of the season. McCord, I think, is very – very talented. I'm sure Aronde, you know, through his son can tell you about him too. I would say those are the guys that like come to mind initially right off the bat of being very talented and should have success. I'm very interested though to see how high they get drafted. I don't know which draft expert or guru that I was listening to, but I like whoever it was over the years. And they had said, well, if they came out last year, they'd be, you know, fifth or sixth in the draft of quarterbacks. So if you were the fifth quarterback last year, does that mean this year, if you're number one, you're going to go top five? I don't know. I think that's what the NFL the teams are trying to figure out. If we need a quarterback, do I need to take this guy in the top five, or do I try to trade out of the top five, get like 15 to 30, get another pick, and then I can pick them up there? So that's kind of the chicken and mouse, or whatever they say, chicken and egg game they're trying to play with
what
each other.
What did you just call it?
Chicken and mouse,
chicken and egg, whatever that saying is.
Chicken and mouse.
Yeah. That was like, you know, Solana's not here. That was like a Solana.
That story. Was absolutely a Solana moment because it's either cat and mouse or chicken and egg.
There you go. Cat and mouse. Yeah, exactly. I got them jumbled in my. It's like strategery.
So Cam being the chicken and Shador being the mouse. What are they gonna? I'm playing. But with that 1 and 2, you know, I've talked to people about it. Does the Deion Sanders effect have anything on the draft? Because bringing in some people, like, they don't want to deal with that. You know, it might be a turnoff to some teams knowing that Deion's about to be involved and all. And are they literally looking at film and evaluating these two guys? Because, you know, y'all are UM dudes. You know, I'm down here in Miami. I follow UM. I've watched both of them play, and I really believe that Cam Ward's arm is superior to Shador's arm. But now you start throwing in those intangibles, and I'm hearing different.
Well, I would agree with you 100%. If people said, you know, who would you take? I'd take Cam because I think his arm talent is elite and the best in the draft. And I don't think that extra stuff with Deion, you know what I mean? I mean, they're gonna try to ferret that out. I don't think, you know, a lot of that is going to come into play. I think a lot of that is, listen, Deion is a pro and a master at using the media, and he's been successful at doing it every level, whether he was a player or a coach. So I don't think that's gonna factor in. I think both of them are really good kids. You know what I mean? I was around. I spoke at the Johnny Unitas Award, where Shador won that award as the top senior or upper class quarterback. And then Cam, I've been around down here, and then he won to Davey O'Brien. So both of them are solid. They seem to be they're working out together. They're working out hard. So I don't think that there's going to be a Deion effect. I don't think it's in a situation where, you know, it's John Elway-esque or Eli Manning-esque where they can say, you know what, I'm not going there to that team because I don't think it's there. You know, I don't think that's gonna transpire. That would be my guess.
Let me ask you something that popped into my head today. I don't know if you saw the story. Carson Beck, the new UM quarterback, he had two cars stolen last night from his place here in South Florida, a Lamborghini and a Mercedes. And we all know, I think he's
must
making upwards of $4-6 million.
Must be nice.
Right? What I was going to ask you was, when you played, was it literally impossible to get gifts or money if you wanted it? Was it that strict, or was there some leeway? And I don't want you to give away any secrets.
I'll tell you a story, and it didn't have to do with my team. But and the statute of limitations is way past with the school getting in trouble. Jimmy Johnson was here. The Corvette came out with a new model style, and it was 1986. And you remember that when they came out, it was like kind of the Corvette was not really down and out. And then they came out with a new model, and everybody loved them.
They were back. Yeah.
And there might have been four or five new Corvettes in the parking lot at the Heck Center. And my understanding is Coach Johnson walked into the meeting and he said, I don't know where these cars came from or who they are or who's driving them, but they'd better not be here anymore and better go back to the owners. So
quick. You know what? It's like the scene, is it? Because it's Goodfellas, I think. Where De Niro, you know, says nobody changes their lifestyle after they had knocked off the airliner, and then they're having the little party at the nightclub, and somebody walks in, the wife's wearing the fur coat, somebody pulls up in the Cadillac, and they're like, no, it's under her. Like, so he sees that, he goes, I don't know what's going on at the Heck Center. These cars better not be here tomorrow.
Better not be. And I would just say, I mean, I drove a Toyota pickup, you know, and I would not have wanted to drive around a car of that value on a college campus. I really wouldn't. I just think,
but it was such a different time. There was social media. There's much social media clout that makes you important nowadays.
I don't know. I mean, you also got people that walk by your car, and you know, listen, there things happen to cars and parking lots when there's jealous people walking by. I just wouldn't want to do it. But you know, listen, he financially he's doing well. He's did well at Georgia. I think he's doing, from the reports, he's doing great down here on the financial side. I know I didn't need two cars in college, nor did I need a car of either one of those values in college, nor do I need it now. So
he's trying to make up for some other deficiencies in his life or on his body. That's what
you know. What
say
that's not for me to judge or me.
I could say that about guys with grills too, though. I could say the bigger your grill, the smaller the wiener.
But to this point, I've told this story before, and I've told the story. I used to just take money. Yeah, how much money you got? Yeah, I'll take it. Give it to me. I'll meet you tomorrow at Chipotle. But there was a time in Florida where I got investigated because some guy was in my math class and he heard me and my teammate talking, and it was like Ernie Sims or some big linebacker, Kevin Rivers, some dude out of California, and I was his host that weekend, and my Diamante broke down and he hears us talking, and I'm like, yeah, man, I don't know how I'm going to take this kid around. My Diamante's third gear shifted, so I can't go over 18 miles per hour. And the guy was like, oh, man, Crowder, you can borrow my car. I'm like, okay, bro, cool. Bring it past the Springs, you know, apartments, whatever.
Right.
He had a brand new BMW X5, beautiful BMW truck. And he gave me the keys, and I was like, okay, I'll drive it. I drove through campus 15 minutes later. The AD's calling me. Ron Zook is calling me. Crowder, what the hell are you doing? Whose car is that? And it goes crazy. So everybody wants to act like it's blue chips or like this underground population. It was literally a classmate of mine that was like, hey, Crowder, you can borrow my car if you like it. So I think you can make a bigger deal out of it sometimes.
You found out real quick how many eyes there were on campuses actually being paid by the university to make sure you were going to class, to make sure you weren't driving around a car you shouldn't have been, make sure you weren't in a place that you should have been. Heck, Channing, I was my rookie year in Minnesota. The NC2A came to Vikings training camp, and they're grilling me on University of Miami, and they're like, did you ever go eat at the Big Cheese? I mean, the Big Cheese is like, you know, pasta, pizza. I was like, sure. Did you ever get a discount at the Big Cheese? We heard there was an illegal discount there. I'm like, yeah, we were laundering pizza at Big Cheese. I'm like, come on. You know,
that's crazy. Like, and you can look at today's day and age and go, yeah, Carson Beck having a Lamborghini stolen might be crazy on the other end. But at the other end, like, fans of the team, you'd walk in and they go, no charge for your pizza. And that would set off all kinds of alarms because you couldn't take a free slice of pizza.
It was that. I mean, you know, the guys at the Dolphins had half off at, you know, at Hooters and restaurants. And it was like, you know, if we ever got the same thing when we were in college, oh, my God, the U.S. Treasury is going to show up and the marshals are going to arrest us for taking a discount on some chicken wings. But, yeah, I don't know. I just, having been in Miami, I would make darn sure if I was driving a Benzo or a Lamborghini, it'd probably be parked in a little bit better spot to not have the risk of not being there the next morning.
Did you see, though, that this crime syndicate that was broken up, though, that had targeted Patrick Mahomes and...
they were going, heck yeah.
There's
an easier way for that. It's called a trained German shepherd in the backyard. There's an easy way to get that crime syndicate.
they saw pie. They knew that Carson Beck doesn't know what's going on. He just got to Miami, and the little kid got two $500,000 cars outside. We're going to go take them.
Channing, listen, one of the guys last year, one of the transfers that I know, he had, you know, one of those nice pickups. I mean, the pickups are $100-something thousand now, and his was stolen in the first week that he got down here. I mean, it happens, but
it happens.
It's just
it's part of the it's why part you, of the risk.
That's why we pay high insurance premiums, I guess.
Gated community. Trust me,
Patrick Mahomes was in a gated community when all this stuff got robbed. I don't think he was living in the neighborhood. He wasn't on 7th Street.
Yeah, because of social media, they know your travel situation.
They know your travel schedule. Yeah.
So when Channing's taking all these days off, we can just head over there and take his new grill out of the backyard and be gone with it.
Hey, you come on over here, Gino. You might leave limping.
He's got Joe Zagacki patrolling his area when he's out of town. So. he's got
what are you doing? Hey.
Funny. Have you ever eaten? We were talking about this yesterday. Have you ever had an Uncrustable?
Uncrustable? Is that those are like Pop Tarts? Yeah. I think so.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah. I mean, maybe tried one, but yeah, they're horrible for you. The crap in them. Yeah.
I mean, how bad could it be? It's peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, sure. Read the ingredients. It doesn't say peanut butter and jelly. It says a lot of other, you know
what. What could possibly be in there?
I don't know. Oil that's bad for you, MSGs, fake flavoring.
Did you see what was on top of your New York strips?
Yeah. Uncrustables are not being put in my grocery cart. So no, sorry.
What about like tonight for USA Canada hockey? Like, obviously, you have one daughter.
I do.
She's grown. When she was little, pizza, chicken wings, any problem, or were you forced everyone to eat healthy?
Everyone ate healthy.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone. Are you like fresh. Because I know you grill. Obviously, we know this through the Evening's Delight partnership. Was it for every meal? Because this always amazes me with Crowder. Because I'm happy to have a bowl of Frosted Krispies for dinner. Crowder likes meat, vegetables, and a starch.
And I am a big salad guy for some reason. I love salad. So
I'll just
cut up some romaine and put some blue cheese or some vinaigrette on it. I love always having a salad with my dinner. Yeah, we try to eat, you know, as much as we can at home. And it's, you know, sometimes my daughter's like, come on, let's go out. And it's like, well, why? The food we cook at home is better than the stuff we're going to go out for. So we're going to stay home.
Listen, you're the worst. Oh, I'd have left that. I'd have left that family by the time I was 9.
Makes fun of me. You ask your kids, you know, what do you want? And they say, oh, I want McDonald's. You want a burger? I can make a hell of a burger for you.
Exactly.
I want a chicken sandwich. Okay, well, let's go to Publix, get some chicken breast. I'll make, you know, we're good to go. Hawk thinks that's crazy.
No one can make a better burger than
Hawk,
Ronald McDonald.
I got a picture of my daughter. She was probably, I'm going to say, like 3 to 5 years old. And it had to be Easter because I had made rack of lamb. And I had cut the little lamb chops. And she had in her hand like an ice cream in one hand and for dessert and a lamb chop another. She was paying no mind to that ice cream. She was tearing up that lamb chop. I was like, man, I know the apple didn't fall far from the tree.
That's ridiculous.
She was taking care of the good stuff first.
That is ridiculous. Feed a young kid lamb. I mean, that's stuff from fairy tales. The lambs, the three little sheeps or whatever. They're crazy.
Bro, you can't beat a good rack of lamb now. Come on.
Oh, stop it. That's ridiculous.
Come on.
I'll say once
much better than a rack.
Once my daughter saw me clean a deer and then I gave her a steak later on, that's the only thing that didn't go over well. Cause she saw the deer hanging on the little on the hooks, and then I gave her a steak. She was like, I'm not eating that, Daddy.
Well, you should have just said it's venison.
That's what I said.
And she put venison and deer as she put it together. For years, I'd have venison steaks. I didn't even know it was deer. I was
Stop it. Nobody likes really? Venison. Nobody eats venison on purpose.
Delicious. I disagree. It's good stuff. I disagree, Hawk. It's good stuff.
That's always, it's hunters, and they try to tell you, oh, this is so good, venison. Right. No one eats it on purpose. You're only eating it to show your manliness.
I forgot. You're the president of the International Haas Avocado Foundation for your avocado toast.
Love me some avocado toast, man.
Every meal.
Oh, listen. Evening's Delight wants to do a big avocado competition. I am in, brother.
I'll tell you what, I'll just tell you the secret. What do you put on top of the avocado toast?
Well, whatever the restaurant
Next time you get, do you ever make it yourself?
You can do that.
Avocado toast? Yes. You buy an avocado and then you toast some bread. Do you ever make it yourself?
No.
Oh my God! I'm trying to tell you.
I like when they put little Parmesan shavings on it. That's
all right. I'm going to tell you better than that. Next time you go to the store, there's salt called Maldon salt, Maldon, and it's a very flaky salt. Mm. Take some and sprinkle it on top of the avocado toast, dude. Out of this world. Absolutely.
I like
out of
the
this
way
world.
That I like to prepare it. Honestly, is I say. A one order of avocado toast, please. And it slaps every time. That's how I prepare it. Take down these instructions again in case you missed that. Take down these instructions.
We try to culture you.
One cup of one avocado toast, please.
You are
What's
so...
in your refrigerator right now, huh? What's in your refrigerator as we speak?
Like receipts,
my taxes, to go bags from
gallon of McRib sauce.
We got a gallon of McRib sauce. We got some Miami subs. We got some Miami sub chicken sandwich wrappers in there.
A couple of Uncrustables. Time of my life. Some ginger ale.
Ginger ale. And drink ginger ale.
Start.
Your son went to college. He put on 30 pounds by eating right.
Gino Toretta joins us on Thursdays, courtesy of Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight, two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. We will certainly let everyone know when our next grill.
Why are you wearing a Dodgers? By the way, why are you wearing a Dodgers shirt? Are you a Dodgers
Dodgers
fan?
Cubs. Dodgers Cubs today. Spring training is it's well, here, baby.
So are you a Dodgers fan? I mean, you're from Chicago. You live here.
I can't get enough. Yeah, I mean, I don't happen to have a Cubs jersey on me right now, so I'm just a fan of baseball. Who they got? Who the Dodgers have? They got that Ron Say at third base, Penguin. Love him.
Yeah, Steve Sachs. Steve Sachs is at
Rick
first.
Monday.
Ron
Say, Rick Monday,
Ron
USA,
Say,
baby.
Ron Say, the Penguins at third. Yeah.
That's an iron-on L.A. Dodgers jersey that he's had for 10 years. It's ridiculous. He just got it for
worn.
Free.
Game worn Sandy Koufax jersey right here.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to come steal that. I won't steal your Lambo out front, but I'm going to steal that Koufax.
You can have all the Uncrustables you want. I'll give you the code to the refrigerator. All right, we'll see you, Gino.
See you guys.
There you go. Sorry. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Always enjoy talking to him on a Thursday. We'll take a break here. And we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight.
Hawk and Crowder.